Transcribed from Greenville in South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles.
I think it's Father's ship.
Oh, it's such a climb up the cliff against the sea wind. See anything, lad?
I think I do. Out there. It may be Father's ship.
He's late this time. I was afraid that...
Afraid the policeman had taken
him. He's a smuggler, John. Every day I know that he may never come home.
Sometimes it would be better if he didn't.
Well, I must get back to the cottage and fix some food. He'll be hungry when he comes ashore.
We led them a merry chase, we did. Thought they'd pick us up with the goods aboard, but I was too smart for them. Listen to this well, boy. It takes some brains to keep ahead of the bloody British Admiralty. Hey, woman, more ale. What's the matter with you?
Here you are.
There. Come over here, boy. Let me look at you. I'm mighty puny. But maybe someday you'll make a man, if I can keep your mother from putting fool womanish notions into your head.
I'm glad Father's gone again.
John!
Don't stick up for him. I'm glad he's gone. It's awful when he's here, drinking and... Mother, why won't he let us even mention God's name?
He's a wicked man, John. He hates God.
I hate it when we can't have prayers. And you can't tell me the Bible stories. Let's finish up the dishes, and then let's go up on the bluff for our story and prayer. Okay?
Sounds like a fine idea.
Fifteen men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho, blow the man down. More ale, woman. It was a good haul this trip. Come here, John. Now, stand tall. Now, how old are you now, boy?
10.
10, sir!
10, sir.
Woman, bring this young man a glass of ale. I think he's old enough to drink a man's drink.
No.
Don't you say no to me, boy.
I don't want it, Father. I won't drink it.
Why? It'll make a man of you.
That's not what it makes of you.
What's that?
It makes you mean and loud. You yell at Mother and you swear and... And you even beat us. I'm never going to touch a drink in my whole life. I mean it. And you can do anything to me you want to.
Boy! Boy, where are you, boy? I might have known you'd been here, moping. Now, what's done is done. She's dead. Your mother's dead, and no crying is going to bring her back. She was a weak woman. Probably best it worked out this way.
She wasn't weak. She was the best person who ever lived.
Straighten up, boy. You're 12 years old now, and you're almost a man. Now, you're going to have to help me make ends meet around here. The Admiralty's close on me, and I can't go out. Now, you go downtown, you wander into the stores, and you bring home something and fix it for dinner.
But I don't have any money. I can't.
You got no money? Get into town and steal something for dinner. Your mother has your head full of great ideas about honesty and religion. Well, today you're going to become a thief. And if you don't do what I say, I'll beat you until you can't stand up.
Somehow, Mother,
I feel closer to you here, on the bluff above the sea. Seems like I can hear you telling the Bible stories and teaching the verses and teaching me how to pray. Mother, I couldn't help it. I had to do what he said. But I just can't stand it. I'm 14 now, and I'm going to run away. I don't dare go back to the house. But I have the little Bible you used to read from. Goodbye, Mother.
Never been to sea before?
A little.
What's your age?
16, sir.
Ah, you're lying. You ain't no more than 14. A runaway, eh? Don't look like that. It makes no matter to me. I got a place for a boy on my ship. You're on. You, boy. When I call you, I want you to run, not walk.
Oh, but sir...
No back talk. Now get this straight, boy. I can get a cabin boy in any port. There's always a fool kid who's running away from home. The last one we had didn't move fast enough, and someone forgot himself and beat him too hard. This is a tough ship, kid, and tough crew. You'd better get tough to match it. What you doing, boy?
Reading, sir.
Why'd you get a book?
It's mine.
Let me see. Ah, a Bible. Well, it'll make good fish food.
Oh, no, sir, please. It was my mother's. It's all I've got that was hers. Please, I'll do anything.
All right, boy. This one time, I'll let it go. But if I were you, I wouldn't be caught reading that book around here. Because the next time you do, I'll destroy it with my own hands.
Dear Lord, I need your help. I want so much to read my Bible, but I can't. Please, Lord... some way, help me get off this ship before they kill me. You must have had some reason to let me have the good mother I did, so I could learn about you. There must be some way to get off this ship.
It's a bad one, all right.
There's a man overboard, Captain.
Oh, fool.
Washed overboard. From the deck, I think it was the cabin boy.
Well, that's little loss. Come on, there's work to do.
Well, you're looking stronger, lad.
Yes. Thanks for finding me.
Look, lad, I know Seven Winks and... in the jail on this stinking island hasn't been a picnic. The governor doesn't know what to do with you, so I've decided to get you out of here.
Honest?
There was an address in your Bible. I wrote it down. Somewhere on the Cornish coast. Got any kinfolks there?
Yes. My father.
There's a ship in the harbor, and she's got room for a cabin boy. I'm putting you on for passage back to England and back to your father.
No. No. I'd rather die than go back to my father. He's everything evil. Somehow he's a symbol of life I want to forget.
Come on, lad. You'll think better of it. At least you'll see the sea and the sky. Look, lad. There's your ship down in the bay. She's a fine craft. You'll be glad to get back to England and see your father. No, lad. No, don't run into the bush. You can't survive in the bush here. You're in Portuguese West Africa. Well, he said he'd rather die than go home. It looks as if he'll have his wish.
I've been running for hours.
The sun's going down. Well, that means I've been going 12 to 14 hours. I can't go anymore. I wish I could get my Bible out. But I can't. I can't make my hands work. It's getting dark. Dear Lord, please, please work out your way for me. What? A native? What do you want? You want me to take that packet and follow you? Well, old friend, thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome to our village.
You speak English.
Trader taught me.
One of your people gave me a packet of food. I would have starved.
You may stay with us if you will.
I would like that for a while. But I can't take from you without giving you something. I have a book. It's called the Bible. In it, man can find out about God and find the way to life that lasts forever.
How God has blessed us since you came with the book.
And I found the first real peace and affection that I've ever known. The hunting has been good, and I have many skins to sell. I must take them up the river.
My young men want to steal your skins.
What?
I must tell you this, since I am Christian.
But I didn't think they had any ill will against me.
They do not. They love you. They think if you take the skins and sell them, you will not come back. We want you to teach us more from the book.
It seems I've always had to have a favorite spot. I used to love the bluff over the sea. I remember standing there over 60 years ago and telling England and my mother goodbye. All these years in Africa, a trader, a missionary. God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform.
Those in today's cast included Judy Stewart, Bill Moose, Ed Penelzian, Bud Bierman, Larry Dickerson, Gerald Priest. Music and sound effects handled by Jim Martin and John Peterson. Recording engineer is Corbin Tabler. Miracles was written by Doris Harris and directed by Laura Pratt. This is George Sprout. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.